Draft legislation giving ASIO increased questioning and surveillance powers was tabled in federal parliament by Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton yesterday. The proposal includes allowing ASIO to question 14-year-old children, deny access to legal advisers, and enable tracking of individuals without a warrant or independent oversight. Greg Barnes is a barrister and criminal justice spokesman for the Australian Lawyers Alliance. I asked him what criteria would define ASIO's capacity to interrogate a child of 14 years of age.
How that could actually happen in the draft legislation is simply that child is said to be a target of an investigation by ASIO. Now, that's a very, very broad definition. It could mean, for example, the younger sibling of someone who's 19 or 20 years of age, or the child of an adult who's under investigation. So it's extremely broad, and there are many reasons why it's very concerning.
What protections are there if ASIO did ask to talk with a young child of this age?
One of the difficulties with it is that the capacity for that young person to obtain good legal advice from a lawyer who is trusted by parents and trusted by that child is limited, because ASIO will have a right of veto over lawyers. It can simply say, look, we don't like that particular lawyer, we don't trust that particular lawyer. And even if the lawyer is admitted and sits in the room with the child, if that lawyer starts to push back against aggressive questioning or inappropriate questioning of that child, that lawyer can be removed if ASIO thinks that they're being, I think the phrase is, unduly disruptive. So it's really concerning, and it simply means that it will make it very difficult for a 14-year-old child. But you have to ask this more fundamental question. In a civilised society, ought we be subjecting 14-year-old children to investigation by the most intimidating organisation in Australia, and that is ASIO?
How much of our human rights does this undermine to be able to essentially allow one overarching organisation have control over who can represent us?
The fact that ASIO can veto lawyers and can remove lawyers from interviews in such a broad set of circumstances, they're the sorts of incidents and events and powers that we as lawyers hear about from our colleagues who are operating in countries where you have authoritarian regimes. You don't expect it to happen in Australia. And ASIO, of course, can simply make an allegation against a person, against a particular lawyer, and it can simply be based on hearsay, for example. And, of course, the lawyer doesn't get any chance to respond to the allegation. It's simply said that that lawyer can't represent this particular person. And, in fact, what ASIO is saying is, under this legislation, is, you know, we can pick a lawyer for you. It's outrageous. It's the sort of stuff that you get in authoritarian states, and you don't expect to see it in a country like Australia.
Given that Parliament isn't necessarily performing at full strength and the community is still distracted by what's going on with the COVID-19 pandemic, is the timing of this concerning to you?
The timing's very concerning. What you've got is a federal government which is determined to undermine democracy and do it at a time when Parliament is understandably distracted by COVID, where, because of social distancing, you don't have all members of Parliament available. It's extraordinary conduct. Sadly, it's the sort of conduct we've come to expect from government over recent years when it comes to security powers.
Another element of the legislation is to allow tracking of individuals, and it hasn't really defined what that is limited to. What do you know about that particular element?
Essentially, ASIO would have the power to track a person using tracking devices on a person, whether it be their car, their home, their IT, phone, etc. Any technology is available, and ASIO does not have to get a warrant. It simply has to get permission from another officer in ASIO, and in fact, officers can make oral applications and file the paperwork within 2 days after the application is granted. So again, you know, serious invasions of persons' privacy with no independent scrutiny and with carte blanche on technologies. And, you know, this comes in the context of Australians being asked to download an app which tracks their movements for COVID purposes. These are the sort of mixed messages that the government's sending out.
This lack of oversight seems to continue to be built into these surveillance laws, where it's becoming more and more internalised, the capacity for review. Is that heightened the risk of corruption within ASIO or within Waterfalls?
with the Australian Border Force and with ASIO and ASIS and any of these organisations, lack of independent scrutiny is a recipe for abuse of power and corruption. And it's inevitable that it is happening and that it will continue to happen. And the lack of scrutiny and the lack of protection for individuals in Australia does mean we are heading down the authoritarian path that we see in other countries.
Do you think that the parliament that sits right now, who is reviewing these draft legislation, is capable of negotiating it fully enough?
I think this is an acid test for the opposition parties. The Labor Party or the Greens, no doubt, will be solid on this issue, but particularly also crossbenchers, and we'd appeal to them to not allow this further encroachment on liberties and rights. And again, another step in moving Australia down the road towards an authoritarian state.
Greg Barnes, barrister and criminal justice spokesman for the Australian Lawyers Alliance, speaking about new surveillance laws proposed by Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton.